Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. After working with gifted kids for more than a decade, I've always been looking for ways like how to kind of categorize them, because definitely gifted kids are not a one size fits all. If anybody is coming to you and says, I've got the magic answer on how to easily raise, you know, gifted and talented kids to be happy and thrive and all kinds of stuff, and it's the same for all of them, you have to run for the hills. That is somebody who's trying to squeeze money out of you. Because the reality is so much more nuanced. Just a couple of steps that we've set, you know, even if somebody says, well, I've got a specific program for, you know, profoundly gifted, or I've got a specific program for, you know, the highly gifted, and that's different. Like, those generalities, they don't work. Like, if you have multiple kids yourself, you've seen this, how different they are. Like, even if you just look at the last episode of the podcast, looking at, you know, the difference between a, you know, successful gifted, the autonomous gifted, and the at-risk gifted. They are so profoundly gifted that just the suggestion that there will be a one-size-fits-all, like, it just blows my mind that people still, you know, go around preaching those kind of things. So what we need to do is level up your knowledge to the point where you can make the distinction to decide what is best for your child, because then you can be the director of, you know, the care that your child gets, instead of having to run to the next expert that says, you know, the answer is mindset, the answer is executive functions, both of which are brilliant suggestions, but they're not the end all and be all. So what I finally came to is the conclusion that it's not, like, categorizing the kids in itself is the challenge. Like, the solution is not to create a better framework of pegging kids into different holes. It's about looking at a child and figuring out what are their support needs. Like, where can they thrive? Where is their potential? And what support do they need to express that potential? What is the support they need to become happier? And once I made that shift, because I was working in a large region with thousands of kids, and we were, like, trying to set up policy on how to guide these kids, but I was also at the same time setting up a parent training with, you know, hundreds of parents asking for an approach how to help their kids. And I kept tweaking with all these different, you know, type models and stuff like that, and couldn't figure it out. But when we kind of, like, took that step away of trying to figure out, what is your kid? Is your kid gifted? Is your kid profoundly gifted? Is he type 1, 2, or 3? Or do they have ADD or not? And we dropped all of that away, and I invited professionals, I invited parents to look at, hey, you know, just look at the kid. What does he need? And it turns out you can answer that question. I mean, you need some help in knowing what kind of support needs there are, because there's not an unlimited set, but there are, you know, dozens of them. As you learn them, you can see which ones does my kid need, and how can I help them with that? So making that shift, not like, what is my kid and how can I categorize my kid and can I get, like, an IQ score, but what support does my kid need and how can I provide that? Well, that's become the basis. Like, I've actually rewritten a number of my books. I've rewritten, you know, entire training programs, created a year-long training program in, you know, seeing what are the support needs of my kid. What are the support needs of this kid? This, you know, how can this professional guide you? How can a parent raise you? So if you look at it from that perspective, and we're actually going to dive a little bit more deeply into that, you know, in the coming episodes, but what are the support needs that your kid had? Like, what does your kid need to thrive? What does your kid need to, you know, be happy, or maybe even just get out of bed today? You know, some of you are listening to this and wondering, like, how can I make sure they get out of bed today? And, you know, I hope that they're somewhat happy today. And others are wondering, like, you know, how can I, you know, he's going on this programming kick, or he's setting up a company, or he's becoming a chess guru. How can I, you know, make him express his talent the most? So either way is fine, but, like, what are the support needs that they have to get there? So, you know, yesterday was a long one. Let's keep it a little bit shorter today. Actually, ask yourself that question. Ask yourself the question as well. You know, what do you need to become alive? What do you need to go to the next level of happiness, of going to the next level of thriving? Because as you do that, as you get that clear, and you start you know, filling in those blanks. You start, you know, being clear about what I need and how to organize it. Then you can make the biggest difference for your child altogether. So what are your support needs? And what's one thing you can do today to actually help your kid and help yourself thrive?
If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com, where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.